You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Sean Spellman, the founder of PillarApps.com, which is a site that allows anyone to build their own mobile app without any coding knowledge for Apple, Android, and Amazon platforms. You can bet I'll be checking this out. Sean, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. So could you explain in more detail what Pillar Apps is all about?
Sure thing, Eric. Well, you touched on a little bit of that already. Basically, it's a platform, the first of its kind, that can be accessed anywhere, anytime in the world. All you need is an internet connection, and it helps build applications for the Apple, Android, and Amazon platforms, and it's a drag-and-drop editor. So what that means is, rather than spending the time and the money to hire a team of developers and coders and wait months to see a finished product, you can go ahead and find a template that suits the type of mobile app you're looking to create, and basically build that app out to potentially have it in the marketplace within just a few days' time.
That's outstanding. How has the mobile landscape changed over the years as you've been in the industry?
Pretty drastically, actually. For example, the Google Play, which is the Android app marketplace, has seen a 250% increase in app downloads just in the past year. And Apple made the announcement that they have over 400 million active users with their credit cards on file. So that's pretty powerful information. And to illustrate that even further, Google also released a unique stat that said people that have access to smartphones more than toothbrushes. So there's more smartphones out there than toothbrushes, which I found pretty interesting. So the mobile landscape is growing at such a rapid rate, and it's poised to do so into the foreseeable future. So this isn't just another bubble. This is something that's going to continue to grow and change the landscape of how businesses succeed and thrive.
I like the analogy of Google. At least people without teeth, they'll certainly have their smartphones standing by. What types of people would want to create mobile apps?
Well, with the amount of apps downloaded daily and the user grower base, pretty much anyone that's looking to reach out and to engage their target audience, which it's a pretty broad statement. So for an example, it could be a musician looking to spread their music. It could be an internet marketing agency that's helping their clients grow their business. It could be a writer promoting their book or their blog, a local sports team, restaurants, bars, a photographer. Whatever the niche, there's now an active audience for it in the mobile app landscape. The smartphone has become the most valuable piece of real estate for anyone that wants to spread a message, acquire leads, or just get more exposure in general. So for those listeners that are tuned in right now that aren't on their mobile device, I'm willing to bet that their phone is probably within arm's reach like most people's are.
And mine is standing by, very close by, within arm's reach. Today we're joined by Sean Spellman, the founder of PillarApps.com, which is a site that allows anyone, we're talking anyone, to build their own mobile app without coding knowledge for Apple, Android, and Amazon platforms here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How is a mobile app different than a traditional website, and what are the advantages or disadvantages?
That's a great question. I mean, a traditional website is certainly still a necessity when it comes to having a presence on the internet, but the majority of the time, a traditional website won't load properly on a mobile device, whether it's a smartphone or a tablet. It gives the end user a less than optimal experience. So unless they bookmark your website on their phone or sign up for your email newsletter, statistics show that they probably won't be returning back to your site once they leave. And that doesn't get, you have no way to stay in contact with that person. Now, the difference is with a mobile app, the creator of that mobile app can reach out to everyone that's downloaded that app through what's called a push notification, which is pretty great technology. It's similar to a text message, but it has an open and read rate of over 95%, which is pretty staggering compared to text messages or something like email open rates. So additionally, apps can offer a more engaging experience on a mobile device, and it integrates all forms of media. For example, a streaming a podcast or a loyalty card for local businesses that give customer rewards with a digital stamp for each purchase.
Very intriguing. Now, what are some of the tips you would give to those entrepreneurs that are just getting into the world of mobile apps? What some advice or tips you could share with them?
Sure. I would just remember that what you're building, it's a powerful asset. It's something that once it's available and it's on the marketplace, it's going to be working on your behalf 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. People are searching for simple solutions to their problems, and the problems could be locating the nearest food truck for lunch. It could be tips on how to potty train their puppy or just how to get more leads for their business in general. So starting off, just focus on what you know and the content you're delivering, you know, without overcomplicating the process. A mobile app does not have to, you know, have all the bells and whistles as long as it delivers the solution to what people are looking for. So the best way to get started and to find success, from my experience, has been just taking action and creating a lot of different apps, testing their performance, and then seeing what works to scale the process and to start building their own app empire.
Really glad that you visited with us today. He is Sean Spellman, the founder of PillarApps.com, which is a site that allows anyone to build their own mobile app without coding knowledge for Apple, Android, and Amazon platforms. And the website, once again, is PillarApps.com. Sean, thanks so much for being with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.